We go to the United States now. The US film director and actor Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle Singer Reiner were found dead at their home in Los Angeles yesterday. Los Angeles police are investigating this as an apparent homicide, and we're joined now by LA-based reporter Steve Futterman. Steve, you're at the Reiner house at the moment. What's happening there right now?
Well, police have cordoned off the area a few blocks around the house to prevent reporters from getting too close and maybe interfering with the investigation. Throughout the night, police have been at the home. We believe they have gone in the home gathering evidence. They were waiting for a search warrant to be issued. Now, the medical examiner also came here, the coroner for LA County, and they were examining the bodies. We do expect sometime, I would say, in the next 12 hours, a preliminary autopsy report to be issued. Now, funnily enough, the LA Police Department has not officially told us that Rob Reiner and his wife were killed. They've only confirmed that two bodies were found inside the home. But the Reiner family has confirmed it. Various people who are connected with the Reiners have confirmed it. But it's sort of interesting that the LAPD still is holding back. Officials from the LA Police Department say once the medical examiner's report is issued, and again, we do expect that in the next few hours, up to maybe 12 hours. At that point, they're going to be able to give us a lot more information.
So the investigation is ongoing, but there's been plenty of reaction from Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Just really shock. Rob Reiner was a very, very popular figure in Hollywood, a very personable personality, well-liked by pretty much everyone, I'd say. You know, his career goes way back to the 1970s when he got this great role in Norman Lear's really legendary sitcom called All in the Family. He played a young, progressive, liberal, up against his father-in-law, Archie Bunker, who played a very committed, conservative, old-fashioned value type guy. And their back and forth was really part of the really great success of that show. And then, you know, people forget that behind the scenes, a great director, I'll mention a few of the films, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men, Princess Bride. Now, one interesting thing, if you're a fan of When Harry Met Sally, I'll give you a bit of trivia. That famous line when the older woman says, "I'll have what she's having," that was actually Rob Reiner's mother, Estelle. He cast his mother in that film.
You mentioned the films there, When Harry Met Sally, This Is Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride. What's his legacy?
Well, I think his legacy is twofold. I mean, obviously, he was part of this landmark series, All in the Family, which really changed the face of television, especially in the U.S. And I think it had an impact really around the world, a very in-your-face. They talked about politics. They talked about racial differences, racial struggles in a very comedic and sometimes uncomfortable way. So I think that's part one. And then just really this series of quite remarkable films, one after another after another. He was also involved in politics a great deal, very liberal from a very progressive background. He supported many liberal causes, and you can see the reaction today. And among the people who've expressed sadness at his death, former President Barack Obama, the current California Governor Gavin Newsom, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and the LA Mayor Karen Bass. So he was very involved in politics, left of center, Democratic politics, but very, very involved.
Steve Futterman, thanks for joining us this afternoon.